After an earthquake hits, like the one that struck Cook Inlet Sunday morning, everyone wants to know how big it was. Scientists use the Richter scale to describe the magnitude of an earthquake. Getting to that number, though, is a complicated process, and it has some major limitations in understanding the impact of each earthquake event. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
6.4, 7.3, 6.8. Those are all Richter scale measurements federal and state agencies published following Sunday's earthquake. It was confusing. What was the right number? State seismologist Michael West says, in a way, they were all correct.
So you got one sensor over here that records some shaking, one sensor in another direction records a whole lot of shaking, some other sensor in a different direction, not so much. And there are different weighting schemes and location schemes that are trying to put all of those pieces of information together into a single solution.
The seismic signal from a magnitude 7 earthquake registers across the globe. After an earthquake like Sunday's, scientists are watching the data as it comes in. Then they actually get on the phone from the Alaska Earthquake Center, USGS, and the Tsunami Warning Center to figure out the definitive magnitude. Wes says in about an hour, that process is complete. But he says the agencies want to get the initial information out much more quickly.
We live in an era where 30 seconds, actually in many cases, the first indication of an earthquake might actually come from Twitter. Twitter can travel faster than that couple miles per second of seismic waves. People want information and they want to know what's going on.
So instead of one final Richter scale number, agencies release preliminary magnitude numbers. Wes says computers at the Alaska Earthquake Center in Fairbanks, where he works, at first pegged the quake at 7.3. USGS sent out a tweet with a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. When the scientists talked about the data, Wes says it didn't take long to agree on the final number of 7.1.
What people are seeing, they're getting a glimpse into the inner workings of the system. And as more data comes in, as that magnitude and location and depth are improved and evolve, people are getting to see that.
Wes says the actual Richter scale is hardly in use anymore, but scientists calibrate their other size measurements to essentially mimic that scale so they can maintain a universal standard. They need a way to easily compare the size of earthquakes, but Wes says the magnitude measurement is far from perfect.
I think magnitude can work against us sometimes, and the earthquake on Sunday is a good example of this.
Wes says the earthquake was a long way from Anchorage, 150 miles and far underneath the surface of the earth. He fears people will walk away from the experience and think they understand what a magnitude 7 earthquake feels like.
Had that earthquake occurred at the surface of the earth, close to Anchorage or Homer or somewhere else, the outcome would have been completely different.
Wes says the Alaska Earthquake Center has 30 seismic monitors in Anchorage, and they picked up dramatically different amounts of shaking in different neighborhoods. He says that information is much more useful.
I would love to see people calling, demanding more information about what was my shaking, as opposed to just how big was the earthquake.
Because at the end of the day, he says, how the earth moves in your area is much more important than the number that makes the headlines. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.